You're listening to Your Health. I'm Pamela Clark, and our guest today is the director of Tourette Syndrome Foundation of Canada, Duncan McKinley. Duncan, before we go to the numerous postings that are up on the website, I'd just like to say I'd like to nominate you as a member of Parliament. I think you could use a lot more honesty in politics, and this seems to... what do you think? This would be a great platform. I promise, honesty, I can't help it.
Well, I'll tell you. I tend to meet different types of people, and some people very much relish my honesty, and some people are a little bit scared of it. I think that I've been told before, actually, that one of the reasons I make people uncomfortable is because I tend to remind them about things about themselves they'd rather not think about, because I don't have the ability to kind of hide the little uglies, to shove them off in a corner behind some, you know, neurological barriers that I can avoid. Different things about myself, it all comes out, and I'm talking about it all, I'm dealing with it all, and that can make other people that feel similarly but don't want to think about it very uncomfortable.
Well, you must have some interesting first dates there. So.
When they get them.
Oh, okay. Now to the postings. We've got to get back to business. We've got one from Jane in Victoria. Is there a medication that you can take for Tourette?
There are a whole number of medications. Now, there's a number of things I can say generally about medications. Because I'm going through for my PhD, I will be a doctor, but I'll be a doctor of psychology. I'll be a psychologist rather than a medical doctor. And so you'd want to go to a psychiatrist or a neurologist to actually get medications prescribed and such. But what I can say generally about medications is that there's a whole whack of them, for one thing. And there's not a tailor-made medication for Tourette syndrome. That they've really sort of begged and borrowed from a number of different disciplines. And part of the reason for that is, as I alluded to before break, there's a lot of different disorders that go along with Tourette syndrome, and so you almost need to develop somewhat of a medical cocktail to have numerous lines of offense against the various symptoms. For the tics themselves, basically what are used are neuroleptics or atypical antipsychotics. Basically, these drugs are borrowed from the field of schizophrenia. And they're what's called they're called dopamine antagonists. And what that means is that dopamine is a chemical in the brain that basically is involved in movement. And to be very, very simplistic with the neurology, basically if you've got too much dopamine, you've got too much movement. And that's the basic premise behind these dopamine antagonists. That, well, hey, if we shore up some of this dopamine, if we take some of this dopamine away, we'll get rid of some of this excess movement. And there are a number of side effects that go along with any drugs, of course, and the antipsychotics in particular, while they can work, you know, fairly effectively in quite a few people, a lot of people discontinue them because they don't like the side effects. But as the field progresses, there's more and more drugs that are available. There's, you know, for the other areas, for the obsessive compulsive disorder, they tend to use the same drugs that they use with depression. Actually, they're called SSRIs, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and they target, rather than dopamine, which I said was sort of the movement chemical, they target a chemical in the brain called serotonin, which is, again, being simplistic, a mood chemical in the brain. And so just like they help increase serotonin with depression so that your mood elevates, the same drugs seem to help with the intrusive thoughts and the compulsions with obsessive compulsive disorder. There's a number of different drugs also for Tourette syndrome, things like antihypertensives. There's a drug called clonidine out there that can be of use. Some people try benzodiazepines, which basically help with anxiety, things like Valium. Because, as I mentioned, stress makes tics worse, and so if you can find different ways of decreasing stress, that can help. I could go on about medications. There are quite a few out there, and it's basically a game of trying various medications, seeing if they work. If they don't, trying something else. And also, getting the right mixture of medications. Sometimes when a few different medications interact, they come up with... There's an emergent effect. There's some sort of side effect. There's some sort of aspect that comes up as a result of the two medications combined. And so if that's not anything you can live with, then you have to try a different combination of drugs. So don't expect to be able to find the perfect medication right away. In fact, don't expect to find perfect medication. Expect to find some things out there that may help ameliorate the worst symptoms and the things that are on your priority list of the things you want to get rid of first and foremost. And you may also want to try a number of different psychological techniques, behavioral and cognitive strategies that a psychologist can help you with, along with the various medications for treatment. For example, there's something known as habit reversal training, which has been shown to be, it's a behavioral technique, and it's something that's been shown to be very effective in dealing with tic symptoms.
What about something that just sort of numbs that part of the brain? Is that how it would work?
Part of the problem is, and this comes up with the original medications I mentioned, the neuroleptics and the antipsychotics, is that you can get into the point where you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. This is probably something I'll talk about a little bit more tomorrow when I'm wearing my personal hat rather than my research hat.
Right.
But there can be a number of positive aspects of Tourette's syndrome that you really relish. And if you sort of numb everything, you may have gotten rid of the tics, but you've gotten rid of everything else too. And so it becomes a choice. Gee, do I want to be a strange person or do I want to be half a person? And so there's a term that a lot of folks throw around in the Tourette's community that they call zombie effect. And it's basically when you're over medicated, when you've got too high of a dosage and your tics are gone, but so is everything else, and you're walking around, well, when you're not sleeping, that is, you may sleep 16 hours a day, but you're walking around in a real fugue. And so that's something that doctors are very aware of, there's a lot of very good doctors out there now that recognize, geez, don't start too high and work your way down. Don't try and get rid of everything. Start low and slowly work your way up so that you don't wipe the person out along with the disorder.
Okay. We're going to take another short break here before we wrap up today's program. Call us now if you have any questions about Tourette's syndrome. That's toll-free 1-866-377-8255. We'll be right back with more of Your Health.